This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 13, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. It turns out the rumors of Textron being for sale might be more than just hot air. The Wall Street Journal reports Kuwait's Al Watan newspaper disclosed last week that a consortium of companies in the United Arab Emirates and Kuwait have made a $21 a share offer for Textron. That's a healthy premium over the $14 at which it was expected to open this morning on the New York Stock Exchange, and a huge jump from the mid-$3 range it saw last month. Textron includes operations as diverse as Jacobson Lawnmowers, EasyGo Golf Carts, and Bell Helicopter. The company has declined comment on what it calls market rumors. Stay tuned. Boeing announced on Thursday it will slash 2010 production rates on its largest and most profitable airliners, and nobody seems surprised. The Seattle Times reports the production cutbacks will lead to further job losses in Everett, Washington by the middle of next year, and the guys making parts for wide-body planes could see layoffs begin by late this year. Boeing isn't talking numbers yet. The company had already announced it wanted to trim 10,000 contractors and employees in 2009. But this goes beyond that. Boeing spokesman Jim Proulx tells The Times the production cuts will bring, quote, employment reductions beyond those already announced, unquote. Despite a weak economy, both organizers and exhibitors say Aero Friedrichshafen in Germany was a big success. The show, which was held April 2nd through the 5th, reports 46,400 visitors from 40 countries passed through the turnstiles. That's up 12% from the last show in 2007, and 70% of attendees this year were pilots. The show has been a biennial event. It's now scheduled yearly, every April, through at least 2015. Last week's announcement by U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates that the Obama administration intends to end production of the F-22 Raptor has triggered the expected political frenzy. Regardless of what the Pentagon says it needs, federal lawmakers from districts which benefit economically from production are out scurrying for votes to keep the production line moving past its now scheduled shutdown in 2011. Connecticut's U.S. Senator Chris Dodd and Representative John Larson put in an appearance at Pratt & Whitney's Union Hall in East Hartford Thursday afternoon, assuring workers that Congress can fund the program even over the administration's objections. The F-22 issue looks to become a spectacular public feeding frenzy for the political special interests involved in military procurement and a major test of President Obama's vow to reform that process. The secretary clearly anticipated the political fight ahead when he framed his remarks last week. Quoted by CNN, Gates noted the F-22, which costs $350 million a copy, has not flown a single mission over Iraq or Afghanistan. He called on Congress to, quote, rise above parochial interests and consider what is in the best interests of the nation as a whole, unquote. Hey, real quick, if you've ever been listening to these Aerocasts and said to yourself, hey, I could do that, well, here's your chance. Aero News is looking for somebody to be my backup this summer on days when I'm traveling or covering events, and perhaps work into a greater role down the road. If you can write and record newscasts, feel comfortable interviewing newsmakers, know your way around Adobe Audition, have broadband internet access, and work well with deadlines, please get in touch with me by email. The address is paulp@aero-news.net. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. A GA midair over the Everglades prompts a lawsuit. Washington State forms a task force to keep aerospace. And Boeing celebrates a milestone containing lots of sevens. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves about the frustrating number of airspeed-related accidents and about the moral dilemma you face when you see a pilot who's about to endanger himself and others. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.